This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Wednesday. Opening half hour brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And, of course, the pickle bar led by the Barrels and the Dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Bob Nightingale, Nate Bauer today. And words of praise for you.
For me?
Yes. So I go last night to Lawrence County, Newcastle, right by the Ohio border. Tom, and by the way, his wife Debbie, who makes incredible bakers, all these cookies she made. Oh. And I'm talking with Darren and George Kovach. The number of people in the room that listen to the podcast. Now remember, this is the Ohio border. The number of people that came up to me last night and said they listened to the podcast. Really? And George Kovach, who, anybody who listened to a game in Beaver Stadium last year, you owe him a debt of gratitude. Because he's the one that got a hold of me and said, hey, how come we're having trouble hearing the game in the stadium? That's because the local station had hit a foul ball, which, of course, now is a broadcast of the game. I'm not going to be aware of that. And I was able to straighten it out because of George. Wanted me to tell you, and I figured doing it best in a public setting so people understand, what a tremendous addition you have been and how much you bring to the table. I'm just telling you what the people are speaking. Right?
Well, I thank them. I don't know if I agree with it, but I thank them.
Oh, I agree with it. But no, you know, and George wanted to make sure you knew that.
Well, thank you, George.
So, great, great guy.
I honestly thought, you know, the way the newspaper business is, the woman that is the publisher of the Newcastle paper was our publisher for a year or two. I thought you ran into her.
No. But what struck me, again, we're talking about a place that is 170 miles from State College. So it's like, you're talking, but 230, 40, 50 miles away from Sunbury. And the vast majority of the people in the room seem like they listen to the podcast. Like, wow.
I'm always impressed when they call from Wellsboro in Northern Virginia, too, so.
I know. I'm taken aback by it at times because it's just really neat that people would think we're worthy of listening to, so, which is great. I mean, you are. I'm not sure whether I am, but, you know.
It's, you know, I've said before, I do that high school football podcast, and I'll be at games out of the area sometimes where people will say, well, one of the coaches will say they listening to it, and I'm always like, cool, but why?
Yeah. But
I guess we do a good job.
Yeah. Well, we try to, and the guests, you know, you're a huge part of it. The guests are a gigantic part of it, and then we go from there. You know, they asked me about preparation today. I've been working on Kent State, so I'm working on Game 3. Now, let's not panic. It's only May the 8th. I should have, by the end of next week, I should have almost all of them done. at least the preliminary work on it. But, yeah. So, let's, did you see this Las Vegas tournament they want to do? This in-season tournament that benefits name, image, and likeness. Oh, I got an earful about name, image, and likeness last night. You know, what's really interesting about name, image, and likeness on the college level is that obviously the players love it. It's a lot of work for the people around them. But boy, I'm not so sure how much the fans like it. That's one of the interesting elements that I find about going out to speaking engagements and doing speaking. As you know, I've already spoken so far this year in Jacksonville, Daytona Beach, and now Newcastle, Lawrence County. And part of what you do in this job that's really important is listen. I know I do a lot of talking, but listening. And I get an earful. Yeah, in a nice way, by the way. I get an earful in a nice way. It's not like I get an earful like, oh, you know, like, no. And you hear about it. And they do need to get some control over this. Like guide rails. Because you don't want to sit there above all. You want to make sure that the players are getting their just compensation, whatever you want to call it, out of all this. And you've got 110,000 people in the stadium, and you know, they're helping to put people into seats. And by winning games, they're really helping to put people into seats. And so they're critical because they are essentially the product. But at the same time, guide rails. Why do you need guide rails in this? Well, let's get to this. Why do you need guide rails in this? Every sport professionally has guide rails. The NFL has a salary cap. They have a rookie cap. I mean, there's, you know, and all sorts of rules surrounding it. And you know, I don't care if it's the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball. And fans can accept that because it's part of the fabric of what professional sports has been since the mid-70s when Marvin Miller did it with Major League Baseball. Fans will be able to do a better job of accepting what's happening collegiately, whether it's football or basketball, if they understand what the rules are and it's not the Wild West. At the moment, it's the Wild West. And everybody needs to keep raising name, image, and likeness. I totally get it. Because you have to compete in this atmosphere. If you're not raising money for name, image, and likeness, your ability to compete in this atmosphere drops dramatically. So I understand that. Fans can get a better grasp on the transfer portal and NIL, if there is meaningful leadership that steps to the front and says, look, this is what we need to do. Let's get everybody to the table, work it out, because it's best for the game. Above all, it'll be best for the players. It'll be best for the institutions. It'll be best for the fans to understand, which in turn makes it best for the game. It's up to everybody now to step to the table and come up with something that makes all parties more comfortable with what we're seeing right now. Because a lot of people are not comfortable with the current system. And it's not that they don't think players should get money. They don't like the Wild West nature of the system we're in right now. And there are a lot of people that don't like the Wild West nature of the system we're in right now. And believe me, I mean, across the board, it's not just fans. Nobody is saying that people that college players should not be getting something. Nobody is saying that. And we see the TV ratings, we see the attendance figures. I understand that. I think we all understand that. But it is, back to the expression I've been using, the Wild West nature of it. I mean, Todd, it's almost impossible to keep track of.
Well, we talk about this a lot. It's the separation, you know, NIL and what the Wild West is, I think, are two totally separate things, as you know. You know, I'm fully on board. If somebody wants to do a car commercial, they ought to be able to do a car commercial.
No question.
It's this collective, you know, it's these collectives.
It's the collective.
It's
right.
The, you know, what is the going rate from a collective for a point guard, for a defensive lineman, and things like that. And I am sure that is mostly what people have the problem with. And it's also what they have to get under control, because the transfer portal and this are kind of, you know, is the same problem. If you solve one, I think you're going to solve the other.
Well, all right. So, I mean, let's take something as simple as postseason play. And I don't mean the college football playoff, and I don't mean the NCAA basketball tournament. I'm talking about the NIT. I'm talking about bowl games that are not in the college football playoff. What has been plaguing both?
Opt-outs.
Right? Opt-outs. In the NIT, it was opt-outs this year by teams. The teams opted out this year. St. John's opted out. They weren't the only ones. Indiana opted out. That's why Penn State got a call the weekend of the selection saying, hey, look, I know you may be 16 and 17. Penn State got a call. Would you play in the NIT if you were offered? And Penn State said yes. Well, the reason they got the call was because they were worried about opt-outs. That's why Penn State got the call. So Penn State was available. It turned out they weren't needed. Now they found enough options to do it. But in the NIT, you had teams opting out. All right. Well, in college football bowl games, you have players opting out, where teams are shells of themselves playing in these bowl games. Well, let's get back to collective bargaining. In collective bargaining, part of that would be probably mean contracts. Yes, you will get money. It'll be this amount. And guess what? You've got to play every game. And if you're the NCAA, you've got to look at the NIT, which they own, by the way, and you have to tell teams you're invited, you have to go. I mean, these are all agreements that need to be put into place. Now, I realize there's now an alternate tournament in Las Vegas, which the Big Ten is a part of, creating at least more competition. And I'm talking about, this is for basketball. What, Big Ten, Big 12, and then after that, 10 independent selections. Two Big Ten, two Big 12, two Big East, and 10 independent selections for that tournament in Las Vegas. Okay. But this is, they have to settle all this, and it doesn't take a genius to do it. You have to sit down, and you can't expect the government to bail you out on NIL. Right now, they're dealing with other things. They just passed a funding bill on Ukraine. They just passed a funding bill on Israel. Passed a funding bill on Taiwan. I mean, well, you know, those are really important items. Right? Whether you agree with them or not, they're still important items that need to be voted upon, pro or con. All right. College sports should be able to work out their issues themselves. What would help college sports, and this is what I would be asking for, what would help the NCAA or college sports in general would be an antitrust exemption. An antitrust exemption would be huge to allowing them to then settle their own issues internally. And collective bargaining is probably going to be the way they're going to have to do this when it's all said and done. And on this show, I'd like to point out, Todd, there is a lot more said than done. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Suit's name also came up last night with the two familiar words that we've heard, restraining order. Unbelievable. It's amazing the influence one guy has across an entire state.
I was going to say, it's a haul for them to be fans. It might even be a bigger haul for the restraining order.
Yeah. All right. Talk about a haul. Boomer Esiason mentioned this on his show on WFAN in New York, and he was discussing the possibility that the NFL may look to Netflix, especially this is in light of the Tom Brady roast, and that's why the topic came up on the show, because Netflix carried the Tom Brady roast. And he said that Netflix could be a possibility for carrying the Christmas Day NFL games. I sat back and I'm thinking, what? What are you talking about? Why should Netflix carry the two Christmas Day games? You already have Amazon paying $1 billion a year. You have CBS paying $2.1 billion a year. ESPN ABC paying $2.7 billion a year. Fox paying $2.2 billion a year. NBC paying $2 billion a year for the regular season games, plus postseason. Those games are already sold. I mean, these are all 10-year contracts worth $100 billion. If I'm the executives at Fox, Disney, CBS, NBC, we're doing a conference call with Park Avenue saying, hey, look, one of the four of us gets this, or Amazon, one of the five of us gets this, nobody else, we already paid for it. I'm going to get more into this because I also want to connect it to the Eagles game in Sao Paulo. Nate Bauer coming up, 2 o'clock half hour. Or actually, Bob Nightingale's 2 o'clock half hour, and then Nate Bauer. They're both coming up next hour.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our good friends at, ironically, NIL Game Changers. One stop for you, whether you're a business or an athlete, for name, image, and likeness, guidance, and opportunities. Get your journey started today at NILGameChangers.org. The NFL for a moment, Todd. This will be a common refrain. There is a point in the movie Wall Street where Gordon Gekko, and I believe that's Michael Douglas, right?
Correct.
Proclaims to everybody in the room that greed is good. Now, greed is like anything else. If it's done with some semblance of moderation and intelligence and can benefit many, right? Then you can, within the right guidelines, do it. But there's also, like anything, greed, and greed tends to cross over many lines. Just look at the corner office, for example. he still thinks he can buy the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hi. Okay. But the NFL is right now skirting that line. And this is where they're skirting the line. Now, again, it was only Boomer Esiason's opinion on his local show on WFAN in New York about Netflix buying the Christmas Day games. Why do you need to sell the Christmas Day games? I've already sold the regular season to Amazon, NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, ABC. They're the only ones that should get those games. Selling them? I already sold them. I have 10-year contracts with each of those entities. Which then brings me to the Eagles game. And this goes back to the point I made with Neil Coulong yesterday. I know, now these are two NFC teams playing each other. So Green Bay and Philadelphia in this particular year each have 9 home games in the 17. But to me, this Brazil game is such a slap in the face to all those great Eagle fans out there, you know, and I can kid around about them booing and Santa Claus, and I can kid around Dollar Dog Day, and I can kid around the little brother thing with the Cowboys. That's just kidding around. Let's be real. Eagles fans are passionate, love their team, and can't wait for every game that is played. They may not like how their team plays from time to time, but there's a passionate a fan base as there is anywhere in sports. They really are. They're great fans. And you're telling me that those Eagle fans, who, by the way, right, I always talk about people earning things, right? But as fans, they deserve the extra home game. They've been loyal forever. When they've been bad, they're there. They may not. They may be booing them, but when they're bad, they're there. When they're good, they're there. When they're great, they're really there. The Eagles fans are not bandwagon jumpers, just like Green Bay Packer fans aren't either. I mean, Eagle fans do not jump on bandwagons. You don't see a lot of sprained ankles in Philadelphia jumping on and off a bandwagon. You don't. They show up. They may be mad at you, but they'll show up. And you're taking a game that could be theirs at the link, an extra opportunity, and you're shipping it to Brazil. Why? What, so you can open up the international market? The NFL is where it is today because of the fans in this country. I realize they're trying to open up opportunities, but that's why they created the preseason. You can play preseason games anywhere. When the NFL is trying to get a toehold in this country back in the 50s and 60s, you check out what the schedules were like in the preseason when they were playing six preseason games. Hey, we're going to play a game in Portland, Oregon. We're going to play a game in Toronto. We're going to play a game at Yale Bowl in New Haven, Connecticut. Right, they moved preseason games all over the place, Todd. Right? Trying to get interest going. Well, now we're taking regular season games. And we're playing them in England. Oh, and by the way, if you do it enough, everybody will accept it. Really, that's the theory? If we do it enough, everybody will accept it? Well, I haven't accepted it. We're playing a game in Frankfurt. You take Tampa Bay and Kansas City. And it's Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. And I think it was the Chiefs' home game. I think. Right? And you're denying the fans of Kansas City an opportunity to see Tom Brady in their stadium? And I think it was Kansas City's home game. Now, if it was Tampa Bay's, now you're denying the fans of Tampa a chance to see Patrick Mahomes. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, I don't understand what we're doing here. Okay? The loyalty should be to here and not to the London, England market, not to the Frankfurt, Munich market, not to Sao Paulo. Okay? It should be to here. It's the fans of this country that made you a $25 billion business per year, not the fans overseas. I'm talking about regular season. I don't care if preseason games are played overseas. That's great. That's fine. I play as many preseason games overseas as possible. All right? That's fine if I'm trying to. But regular season games? Come on. No. And they've been doing this for years now. We're supposed to accept it. Well, sorry, I've never accepted it. I've never accepted it. I think it's a slap in the face to the people actually who made you who you are. And I see now Major League Baseball's tried to do it. The NBA has not really done it. And I'm talking about playing regular season games overseas. The NHL's played a game like in, I think they played a game in Sweden or Finland or Norway or something like that to start the season. I think this year, didn't they? Where'd they start the season this year? I think they started the season someplace. But overseas. But it was a game. But it's also one of 82. It's one of 41 home games for one team. There's a big difference there, as opposed to one of nine. And the greed part really strikes me with what the NFL is doing. They just seem to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And guess what? There are going to be consequences at some point where people are going to look over and go, you know what? You really don't give a darn about us. I mean, so at some point, there are going to be some people saying, you know, really? Right? go. Great. Our team gets to play in Frankfurt. Well, great. That was supposed to be our home game. Yeah. Thanks. Remember, these are the same fans who have been paying full rate for preseason games to go with their regular season package. So Philadelphia fans, I don't know what their preseason schedule is. But you know, we all know they'll get at least one at home out of the three, right?
Yeah, so definitely.
Right. So you're paying for a 9-game package and one of them's a preseason game when your package could be 9 regular season games? Come on. Right, and this goes back to let's preface this. The NFL has said nothing about this. Right. But Boomer Esiason's thought on Netflix and Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday this year, there are two games. Excuse me. Hey, no outside entity should be getting the NFL games on Christmas Day. Those games are already paid for. These are not bonus games in the schedule. These are not two additional games where now you're playing 18 games. These games, instead of being played Saturday or Sunday that weekend, are going to be played on Wednesday. I mean, come on.
I wonder, like the Black Friday game last season for Amazon, if there's some sort of carve-out since they decided later to put these games on, these two games on Christmas Day, and now that's how they're able to kind of sell this off. But
yeah, but I'm okay with that, Todd. And the reason I'm okay with that is they already have a deal with Amazon.
Yeah, but I think Netflix was bidding for that Black Friday game as well. So it wouldn't surprise me all of their partners plus whoever else is around has an opportunity to bid on these two games.
That's ridiculous. They already paid for it.
I'm not arguing that point. I just wonder if there's some sort of carve out because, you know, obviously they did it with the Black Friday games and it sounds like they're doing it with the Christmas games. And I mean, we just saw the NFL cut NFL media members from NFL Network last year to streamline their profits for a company that made billions of dollars last year. So until their greed is checked, I think we'll just see unchecked greed for them and them deciding to make these decisions until they're penalized for it.
Well, I think that okay, so let's get to your point because I think you make an interesting point here. And your point is about checking. And this now goes to you as the journalist. And the journalist in you is telling you that they need to be checked. You are now having people eliminated from press conferences because the NFL doesn't want to be checked and balanced.
That's an offshoot of greed. You can afford to do that when you're the NFL. You can afford to pick who you talk to.
Which is true. You can, and that's what they're doing. And when you start doing that, like Jeremiah Trotter, yeah, whether you agree with his questions about hiring practices in the NFL or not, that doesn't matter here. But he has questioned hiring practices in the NFL and NFL Network. Well, guess who's no longer an NFL Network? I mean, Mike Florio has a lot of questions about the NFL. Guess who wasn't invited to the last year's press conference for the commissioner? Was an invitation-only event. Invitation only.
There's another word for that, and I don't think it's press conference.
No, it's not. This is where you have to be careful. That the media is not the most popular entity out there, but right now you have a league that. I mean, how often does the commissioner even meet with the media?
Did he? I don't even think.
A couple times a year? I mean, I think he may have done something off the cuff at Detroit in the Super Bowl, but they have, what do we have, 30 cities with 32 franchises in how many states? And all these places have made the NFL a success. You know, I mean, who'd be the weakest link in the NFL? Probably, I'm going to guess Jacksonville?
Yeah, that was the first one that popped into my head.
Yet their ownership financially is stable. I mean, Khan has a lot of money. And Jacksonville would be one of the smaller markets. I mean, we know the smallest market's Green Bay, but Green Bay makes that's the kind of public traded company you want. It's like, I'd like to model my company after that. Okay. But in terms of, you know, and after that, probably Jacksonville. I don't know what they are doing, because they don't handle criticism well. You know, it's not as if they have been the perfect entity. They hit a foul ball in their handling of how the Ray Rice situation happened. They hit a foul ball on Adrian Peterson. They hit a foul ball in Deflategate. Oh, no, we got it right. No, guess what? That should have been taken care of within about 5 days, and it should not have lasted a year and a half. You fouled it up. I mean, they fouled the investigation, the whole thing. It dragged on forever. Paul Tagliabue was absolutely correct years ago when he was talking about this. Paul Tagliabue was straight out, said, look, he told his people, he said, whenever we have a problem, we need to get rid of it in 48 hours. We need to have a 48-hour rule. These guys couldn't get rid of it for a year and a half. Year and a half. Right? That tells me you're not quite on track with what's going on here. I mean, that's a problem. Right? So there are certain elements they don't handle well. And believe me, there should be some level of appreciation when the league of how close they came to not having the nirvana they have now. When they did the collective bargaining agreement, the average vote per team was 32 to 30. I mean, the difference between nirvana, which they have now, and chaos was about 61, 62 votes from the rank and file. All right, we'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. It's half hour brought to you by NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing and can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers. We'll be right back.
you by NIL Game Changers. Name, image, and likeness businesses, athletes. Turn to them. They have people waiting to talk with you to make everything much better in your life or for your business. NILGameChangers.org. Begin your journey today. See where I'm going with this? I mean, I feel like it's a league that does have, they have a lot of positives to it. The NFL has a lot of positives, a long list, right? But you can't get to be so big that you forego your roots. This is about your roots. Okay? You need to stay true to who you are, stay true to your roots. You are where you are because the American public has embraced in droves your product. It's okay to try and get your product overseas and so forth. I mean, I understand that. But there's ways to do it without sacrificing your roots. This game, the Eagles and the Packers, I mean, us talking about it isn't going to change anything. I mean, you're still going to play the game. It's still going to be a Friday night, and it's still going to be in Sao Paulo. Us talking about the possibility of bidding out the game, the two games on Christmas Day, us talking about it isn't going to change it. But I want people to be aware of it. Like, I'm sorry, that's... Okay, neither one, in my opinion, is good business practice when it comes to what your roots are. You can't get yourself too far away from what got you to where you are. It's okay to expand, have dalliances to different markets around the world, but that's why you have preseason games. Hey, we're going to bring the NFL over. We're all going to go over. We have more time to travel, more time to do it. It's great, right? That's fine. You know, now it's gotten to the point where it's the regular season, and you know they make it seem like now playing in London is, hey, we got the big London game coming up. You're like, do you watch any of those games?
Honestly, usually just because it's usually right when, you know, right around when I get up on a Sunday morning, I'm there by myself. I usually just flip on. It's usually on NFL Network. But I mean, there has been times where I've completely forgotten that there was a morning game that day. I mean, it's not something I would go out of my way to watch, but if I realize it's on, I turn it on.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I watched a London game. Sunday morning. Now, let's admit, Sunday mornings are very busy for me because, you know, it's the day after a Penn State game, and I'm really getting into the throes now of preparing the next game. So I am busy, but I don't even put it on in the background. I mean, because number one, I don't think about it, and then, you know, if the Eagles are on or the Steelers are on, I'll put that on. I'll watch the Sunday night game. At that point, I've gone to practice. Practice is over. I've really got all the chart work done for the game coming up. So now I can go into the phase of practice and looking at film. But... so I'll put my feet up and watch the Sunday night game. I don't know. Interesting times, though.
They're going to keep doing it until something happens.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to want to. I can't believe they haven't had one in China yet. You know, it's 217 billion people in Brazil, million people in Brazil, and almost a billion in China that aren't football fans yet.
Yeah.